Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. That explains why some children who are intelligent and capable still struggle with everyday functioning. Rather than treating disorganization, forgetfulness, poor follow-through, or emotional overreaction as simple laziness or defiance, the book frames them as signs of weak executive skills. Its purpose is to help adults identify which specific skills a child has not yet developed strongly enough and then use structured, realistic strategies to support growth. The book is especially relevant for parents, teachers, counselors, and other caregivers who work with children ages roughly 4 to 13. It combines a clear cognitive framework with everyday interventions such as routines, visual supports, checklists, and coaching. That makes it both diagnostic and practical. It helps adults understand the source of a child's difficulties while also showing how to respond in ways that build independence over. A central insight of Smart But Scattered is that academic ability and executive functioning are not the same thing. A child may understand school material, speak intelligently, and show strong reasoning, yet still fail to turn in homework, manage time, or regulate emotions. The book argues that these difficulties often come from weaknesses in executive skills rather than from low intelligence or lack of caring. This distinction matters because it changes how adults interpret behavior. Instead of asking why a child is not trying hard enough, the book encourages adults to ask which cognitive or self-management skill is missing. That shift prevents mislabeling children as careless or oppositional, when they may simply need support in planning, organization, inhibition, or working memory. By making executive functioning visible, the book gives caregivers a more precise way to understand repeated problems and a more humane way to respond to them. Secondly, the book gives caregivers a way to diagnose the specific skill behind a problem. One of the book's most useful features is its breakdown of executive functioning into distinct skills, rather than one vague category of self-control. It discusses areas such as response inhibition, working memory, emotional control, sustained attention, task initiation, planning and prioritization, organization, time management, goal-directed persistence, flexibility, and metacognition. One child may know what to do but cannot start, while another starts quickly but cannot keep track of materials or remember multi-step instructions. The book's approach helps adults avoid one-size-fits-all discipline and instead match support to the actual weakness. That diagnostic clarity is especially important in homes and classrooms where many behaviors look similar on the surface. A child who blurts out, loses materials, or misses deadlines may need very different intervention strategies. By dividing executive functioning into concrete subskills, the book creates a more accurate and workable framework for intervention. Thirdly, practical scaffolding helps children practice skills they cannot yet manage alone, rather than relying on lectures or punishment. The book emphasizes practical supports that reduce the burden on weak executive skills. Common tools include visual routines, checklists, timers, reminders, and step-by-step organization systems. These supports work because they externalize functions that the child cannot yet reliably perform internally. For example, a routine chart can replace repeated verbal prompting, and a timer can make time more concrete for a child who misjudges how long tasks take. The book also stresses that these tools should be embedded into everyday life rather than used as one-time fixes. That is important because executive skills develop through repeated use in real contexts. The goal is not to create permanent dependency on adult management, but to provide enough structure that the child can succeed often enough to practice new habits. Effective help depends on distinguishing executive weakness from defiance or confusion. Smart But Scattered repeatedly encourages adults to determine whether a child's difficulty is caused by motivation, misunderstanding, or an executive skill deficit. This distinction is crucial because the wrong diagnosis leads to ineffective responses. If a child truly does not understand the assignment, the solution is instruction. If the child understands but is unmotivated, the solution may involve incentives, consequences, or a better fit between task and child. But if the issue is executive functioning, neither extra explanation nor stricter discipline will fully solve the problem. The book's value lies in helping adults resist automatic assumptions. Many recurring conflicts between children and caregivers become less personal once the underlying cause is clearer. That allows adults to respond with more targeted support and less emotional escalation. This diagnostic discipline also helps prevent overcorrection, where adults demand behaviors a child is not yet developmentally equipped to perform independently. The result is a more realistic, individualized approach to behavior and learning. Lastly, progress depends on repetition, reflection, and steady feedback over time. Another important theme is that executive skills are developed over time, not fixed instantly through advice. The book encourages adults to treat mistakes as information, rather than proof that a child cannot improve. B. This is a significant shift, because children with executive weaknesses often accumulate repeated failures, which can damage confidence and increase avoidance. By using check-ins, reflection, and consistent feedback, adults can help children notice patterns, adjust strategies, and build self-awareness. The approach is developmental. It assumes that children may need many repetitions before a skill becomes reliable. This makes patience a structural necessity, not just a virtue. The book also recognizes that progress is often uneven, with a child performing well in one setting and poorly in another. Regular feedback loops help adults track what is working and refine the support plan. In that sense, the book is not only about managing problems in the moment, it is about creating conditions in which children can gradually internalize the habits of planning, monitoring, and self-correction. In conclusion, Smart But Scattered is best suited for parents, teachers, school counselors, therapists, and anyone trying to support a child who seems capable but chronically disorganized. Impulsive, forgetful, or overwhelmed, its main benefit is not just reassurance, but precision. It helps adults identify the specific executive skill that is causing trouble and then match that weakness with practical support. Compared with many parenting books that focus mainly on discipline or motivation, this book stands out for its cognitive framework and its emphasis on daily structure. It does not treat behavior problems as moral failures, and it does not rely on vague advice about being more consistent. Instead, it offers a way to understand why a child struggles and how to build skill through routine, scaffolding, and feedback. That makes it especially valuable for children who are bright enough to mask their difficulties until demands increase. As a result, the book serves both as an explanatory guide and as a hands-on intervention manual for improving independence and follow-through. If you would like to support Peg Dawson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.